all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Episode 337. I wonder if there's somebody somewhere who's listened to every single one. If there is, I would be mightily impressed. Hello, my name is Pete, and thank you for listening to this, a Your Harrogate Podcast. Whilst you're online or via the app, potentially, save yourself some money by getting a half-price voucher to Newby Hall and Gardens. We have them for couples and families and even just for you. If you're just going on your own, there's still a saving to be had by clicking vouchers. Now, in these podcasts, we like to cover a whole array of different topics. For example, last time out, we were speaking to the Harrogate man who is cycling up Everest. Kind of. And in this particular episode, an event that takes place exactly a week tomorrow. I'm recording this on the 17th of April. The Spring Flower Show. It starts on the 25th of April and runs for 4 days at the showground in Harrogate. You can book your tickets now, flowershow.org.uk. And I've been along to the offices of the Flower Show director, Nick Smith, at Newby to find out how preparations are going.
Do you know what? They're absolutely going at a pace here, Pete. We are nose to the grindstone, really getting things ready. It's so exciting because spring is here and we need to really make sure that the spring show reflects that. So it's very exciting for us to see all this new stuff coming in and all this new stuff emerging from the gloom of winter.
In comparison to the autumn show that was here at Newby, where we are now recording this, how does this one differ with regards to what you have to put in place?
I mean, I think in the planning, I mean, we've always said that the spring is very much about the anticipation of the season ahead, whereas autumn is about the celebration of the season we've had. And I think with that anticipation of the season ahead for spring, it's always a bit tense and a bit stressful because we've had a winter where no one's thought about gardening for 6 months. So we've really got to make sure that the right things are there for people and we've got them all prepared. When you say about planning, yeah, there's planning, like we need to make sure that the ground is all right and we need to make sure that the halls are okay and things like that. The winter hasn't been very kind to us, but we're a load of gardeners. We'll do it.
So for anybody who visited the autumn show here at Newby Hall, what can they expect when they come to the showground? Because both are great venues to host the flower show, but very different.
They are very different. I mean, one of the great things about, you know, April can be an unpredictable month. So it's great at the showground because we've got huge halls, we've got lots of temporary structures. So there's a lot of covered areas, a lot of hard standing. So that really helps us for what can be an awkward month in April. But really, it's just the fact that spring has everything that you're looking forward to for the season. So if you haven't got anything because you've just started gardening again after the dark winter, then we'll have it at the show. And that's the nice thing, is that it's all about the new things that are happening, new things that are coming along, and a chance just to start the gardening season in the right mind.
And colour in abundance, I would imagine.
And that's the thing, you know, it's lovely to think that when we hit the end of April, and this year is like that, because although it's been a bit miserable, it has been relatively warm, and so things have come on apace. I know amelanchias and magnolias, that a lot of them are over already, so it's lovely to be able to sort of get people thinking that this is what my garden could look like later in the year.
So what are going to be the new go-to stands at the Spring Flower Show?
Well, I think from our point of view, there's a great interest now in houseplants. A lot of people who don't have gardens or anything like that really into houseplants, so we've got a little houseplant zone in the Grand Floral Pavilion, which is lovely. So different types of houseplants, tropical plants, things that you just wouldn't see normally, we've got in the show. We've also got some plant workshops, so if you come early enough on the day, you'll be able to sign up for a plant workshop, which is free, and you'll get to make either a mini terrarium, or you'll get to make a Kokedama ball, or you'll get to make all these different things, which are free of charge, and we just want to encourage people to be hands-on with their garden.
That's it, isn't it? It's reminding folk that no matter how big or small your space, you can do something with it.
Oh, absolutely. If you've got a window ledge, sow some seeds on it. You know, just anything that you can do to give that bit of greenery, because you know what? Greenery just makes us feel better. And I think when we see the leaves starting on the trees and things like that, I think it does just make you feel better.
And as director, how proud are you that this is seen as a real prestigious event in horticulture? People from far and wide come to the Harrogate Flower Show, whether it be spring or the autumn one, and you attract all these experts, all these fantastic judges too.
I mean, I'm always in awe of the people that we're able to sort of pull together to really make a spectacular show for our audience. And it's just quite humbling, I think, the people that from horticulture across the country, not just the north, and how they all are willing and happy to be part of this. And that just makes me, we've done this now for, not me personally, for 105 years, 104 years, and it's still going strong. And that is just what makes me feel so proud to be able to be at that show and just think, crikey, this is just great.
You'll have a game.
So with regards to the people who we've seen in the past on stage, Jonathan Mosley springs to mind. Is Jonathan coming again?
Absolutely. We've got Jonathan there. We've got Steph Moon, consultant chef, doing the fantastic food stage with Martin Walker. We've got Martin Fish doing the gardening stage with Helen Bainbridge. We've got the fantastic human gardeners. You remember sort of Faith and Sarah doing all those crazy things. We've got some interesting people talking. We've got Nick Bailey, Gardener's World, all these different people that are coming along and just being in this pot of enjoying horticulture and enjoying gardening. So yeah, there's some new ones and some established faces, which is lovely.
You mentioned Faith there, who, if you don't know, Faith is curator at Thorpe Perrow, and Sarah's with Rudding Park as well. I think we probably mentioned last time, Nick, when you and I were chatting, how lucky we are. And it's easy to forget when you live on the doorstep in Bayasano, but in this fantastic area, how lucky we are with all these different stately homes and wonderful areas such as Thorpe Perrow Arboretum.
Oh, we absolutely are. But I think what appeals from the flower show, from my mind, is that we can go from that fantastic Thorpe Perrow, beautiful Rudding Park, all the stately homes around Newby is a great example, but we can go right down to Leeds Allotments are doing a garden for us, Helmsley Wall Garden are doing an allotment garden for us. So it goes from huge things to small things to medium things, and that's what we're all about. Because I don't have a huge garden, you know, but what I do have, I enjoy gardening in. And that's what it's about. It's about being able to do with whatever the space you've got, do something fun and do something that makes you feel better.
How do you tackle, as a team, when you're putting this event on? And we touched upon this when I spoke to Ray in the previous podcast too, that for us, example, we're parents of a six-year-old, so they learn about the outdoors and take an active interest in the environment and things like that. And then you've got the older generation, like my mum and dad. They've always been into their gardening. They know it. They can come up with names that I would have to Google myself. And then you've got my generation, the 40-somethings and going into the 50-somethings. How do you tackle attracting them and saying to them, look, it's not a closed industry. You can garden, you can do it.
It's about time, if you think about it. You know, if you've retired, you've got the time to garden. If you're very young, you're encouraged to garden. When you're our age, you've got to think there are so many pulls on your time. Do I have time to garden? And what we're trying to say here is everyone has time to enjoy your garden. Whether you've got a huge space or a little space, there's always time to be able to enjoy that. If you just grow a houseplant, you know, and that's where we can come in, because the flower show caters for everybody. And even if you just enjoy talking to people on stage or any of that, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have a garden. If you've got a love of all things green, just come along. And that's what we're trying to do. And encouraging that, you're right, that middle area of people who are busy, they're working all the time, they're doing a lot, they've got family commitments. It's just saying that this is intergenerational. Everyone can enjoy this.
It's a friendly show as well, isn't it? Everybody's approachable.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if we weren't, we wouldn't be here today. The whole point is to encourage people to say, do you know what? You can do this, because there's no wrong. You know, if you grow a plant and it dies, I'm not looking in the corner of my office, because there is a particularly unhealthy looking plant.
It reminds me of home, Nick. That's what we do. We've only just this morning, my wife has put a plant, I think it's an orchid, by the door. And I looked and went, have you killed an orchid again? we're rubbish. We need these experts at the show.
But the point is, this is the point. Don't become disheartened if a plant doesn't make it. That's fine. There's plenty more plants. Try again and try again and try again. And eventually you will get it right. We're all still learning. And the point is, it's supposed to be fun and it's supposed to be enjoyable. Don't make it something that's difficult. And that's what we're trying to share with people. All these different people from across the gardening spectrum, talking about different types of gardening, different ways to grow things, and different ways to just enjoy the great outdoors.
I know, very much like a parent, you can't have a favourite child, but we all do. So as director of the show, have you got a favourite element of this particular event that's coming up?
I think I mean, for me, it's always the plant nurseries. You know, that great big hall that is just full of all these independent nurseries from all over the north, but all over the country as well, you know, that just come together and create these spectacular displays. And I'm always in awe of what they create. And I know it's been a particularly hard winter and they will have struggled, but they will still create award-winning, fantastic displays. And that is something you just don't see anywhere else. You don't see that in garden centres. You don't see that in, you know, general shops. What you see here is unique to us, and we're just so proud to be able to host that.
And what about the competitions as well, the judging that takes place? Is there a real prestigious prize that everybody looks to, or prestigious competition?
Oh, I mean, there is. There are so many. I mean, we judge everything. We judge our plant stands. We judge our show gardens. We judge floral art. We even judge the normal trade stands, which are garden shopping, because we want to make sure the standard is right for all of our visitors. So, yeah, there's always a build-up. But, I mean, Best in Show is always the top one. Best in Show is that huge trophy that looks like the FA Cup. And that's the one that everyone wants, and that's the one that is a great thing to see when you see the final winner for that. But there are so many awards for just, you know, community work, for so many different things. It's not just about gold and silver, it's also about just generally what you've been able to achieve as a group, as an organisation, as an individual.
The show takes place from Thursday the 25th, and then into that weekend. What time does it wrap up on the Sunday, Nick?
5 p.m.
Okay, and can people pay on the gate?
They can. We've got limited tickets on the gate, but we do have online tickets available throughout the weekend. flowershow.org.uk. You'll have a gate.